ICE under siege, second Chicago vehicle attack in one day. By Bob Price on October 6, 2025. Federal immigration agents in Chicago faced two vehicular assaults in a single day. The second taking place in Bensonville, when an illegal alien rammed an ICE vehicle and fled into a residence. The incident underscores what DHS officials say is a 1,000% spike in attacks in a growing climate of lawlessness fueled by Illinois' sanctuary policies. Assistant DHS Secretary Tricia McLaughlin responded to a video posted on social media, purportedly showing an assault on ICE agents, in which 10 vehicles were boxed in by an ICE vehicle, and a woman displayed a semi-automatic weapon, prompting officers to open fire. The secretary said the video actually depicts a second vehicular assault on federal law enforcement agents in a single day. This footage is not from the attack in Chicago involving the 10-car caravan blockading our law enforcement, not involving Law Maggie. This is from another vehicular assault later that day in Chicago where an individual rammed in an ICE-GOV vehicle. This violence is rampant, as Tricia McLaughlin, at Tricia Ohio, October 5, 2025. Breitbart, Texas reported on one attack, where a group of organized anti-ICE activists surrounded and rammed a federal law enforcement vehicle in the Chicago suburb of Broadview. DHS officials report that two additional attacks occurred in nearby Bensonville and Norridge, Illinois. Criminal illegal aliens weaponized their vehicles in deliberate attempts to ram and injure officers carrying out their sworn duty to uphold our nation's immigration laws, DHS officials reported. Thankfully, none of our law enforcement officers were killed because of these deranged criminals' attacks on law enforcement. This is exactly what happens when Governor Pritzker, Mayor Johnson, and other sanctuary politicians demonize ICE and encourage illegal aliens to resist law enforcement, said Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin. Our ICE law enforcement is facing a more than 1,000% increase in assaults, including cars, being used as weapons against them. Secretary Noem has been clear, anyone who assaults law enforcement will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Officials said the back-to-back vehicular assaults highlight the dangers faced by federal law enforcement officials attempting to remove violent criminal aliens from American neighborhoods. In the Norridge incident, Miguel Escarano de Loera, a criminal illegal alien from Mexico, rammed his vehicle into an ICE law enforcement vehicle twice, officials stated. His violent assault on the federal agents came to an end when he crashed his car into a stop sign. Agents arrested Escarano de Loera and subsequently learned that he illegally entered the United States at an unknown place and time. The Bensonville incident involved a Guatemalan illegal alien, Widman Osberto Lopez Funes. Officials report that Lopez Funes rammed his vehicle into ICE agents during an enforcement operation. He later fled to a residence in Bensonville. Officials say he also entered the U.S. illegally between ports of entry at an unknown place and time. Both men now face federal charges for assault on federal agents. Following the three vehicular assaults, Texas Governor Greg Abbott offered the services of his National Guard to help restore order in the lawless sanctuary city of Chicago, Breitbart, Texas Randy Clark reported. I fully authorized the president to call up 400 members of the Texas National Guard to ensure safety for federal officials. You can either fully enforce protection for federal employees or get out of the way and let Texas Guard do it. No guard can match the training, skill, and Greg Abbott, at Greg Abbott underscore TX, October 6, 2025. I fully authorized the president to call up 400 members of the Texas National Guard to ensure safety for federal officials, Abbott wrote in a post on social media. You can either fully enforce protection for federal employees or get out of the way and let the Texas Guard do it. The Texas governor's post came in response to a post by Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announcing that 400 Texas National Guard soldiers were being deployed to Illinois, Oregon, and other locations. Breitbart's Neil Monroe reported that the Texas National Guard was being deployed to Oregon after a federal judge blocked President Donald Trump from deploying the Oregon National Guard. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.